So, the main meal for us this day is the Word of God. That's why we gather, so that we can hear God's Word, sing praise to Him, but again, hear His Word, hear His Word, hear His Word. So I'd like to read for you the text that I will preach from, and then abbreviate, and just hit the high points, the Cliff's Notes, so to speak, of what I would have said had we more time. The sermon text for this day is Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord Jesus Christ, give us grace that we might endure these days with the hope that you have instilled in our hearts and with a vision of the kingdom of God that you came to proclaim. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When we think about the end of things, which is kind of what this passage is about, what are the signs? We often get very anxious. Volcanoes erupt. Earthquakes happen. Forest fires ravage whole communities in days. So much property and life is lost. And we wonder, is this it? Is this a sign of the end of things? I hear that question from people frequently. But I would suggest to you what Jesus is saying in this passage is not to be fearful and not even really to worry about what will come. He says these things will happen. Nation will rise against nation. All of this has to happen. But the end is still yet to come. When there is hardship, when there is loss, when there is tragedy, is it a sign that God is trying to teach us something? Well, maybe. Is it a sign that God is trying to bring hope in the midst of a difficult situation? Yes. That, I believe, is what Jesus is trying to get across when he uses this very strange imagery of birth pains. Jesus, of course, is male. I, of course, am male, so I'm the last person in the world to talk about what birth pains are like. Tara and I don't even have children. I haven't even had a secondhand experience at this. But what I understand about birth pains, and of course there are many more experts in the room than me, so take this with some grace, if it seems a little odd. Birth pains are ultimately hopeful, because they're a sign of something that is yet to come. Now, I recognize that not all pregnancies end well. Sometimes children are stillborn. Sometimes mothers don't survive. Sometimes there are complications. I know, I get that. But most of the time, when things go well, birth pains are hopeful, because they point to new life. In the midst of the hardship, There is something that drives you forward. In the midst of the difficulty, there is something that is helping you to take steps toward what God has. And in the case of a mother giving birth to a child, the purpose is not even for the mother's well-being necessarily, it's for the life of this child that's coming into the world. So the way that I see it, Jesus calls us not to be alarmed. He says very clearly, don't be alarmed by these things. And I think the opposite of being alarmed is not saying, well, you know, whatever happens will happen, or just being at peace with everything. No, that's not the opposite of being alarmed. The opposite of being alarmed is actively working to bring hope into the world in the midst of a difficult situation. Many people have said that courage is not the absence of fear, but courage is doing something productive in spite of the fear or in the presence of fear. Hope is like that too. Hope is not about the absence of trouble. It's about persisting and continuing to bring life for someone else in the midst of a time that might otherwise be very difficult. I think we see that very clearly in the ministries that Darren and Gwen Allen are participating in Guatemala. This is a hope-filled ministry that they have, where they are giving of themselves so that others might live. And the way they described it, sharing the message of Jesus with the girls, the Guatemalan girls at Prince of Peace, so that they can go out into their communities and continue spreading that word. It's a message of hope. In the midst of a difficult time, Guatemala is not a very pleasant place to be sometimes. It tends to be a little bit on the more corrupt end of of things, politically speaking. And, of course, in some of the more distant places, life can be very, very hard. But to see the message of the kingdom of God take root in people's lives even there can give us hope that in the midst of our darkest times, in the midst of our most difficult experiences, we too are called not just to flee from anxiety, as if you could, or to not be alarmed, as if you could, but to work toward bringing hope into the lives of other people, in spite of the hardships that we face. So friends, as you consider your life and the difficulties of it, and the prayers that we have to bring an end to those difficulties or to make sense of it, keep in mind Jesus' words, do not be alarmed. But also keep in mind his call for us to be people who are enduring things as if we are enduring birth pains. It's just the beginning. But there is something brighter coming. And what is brighter is his kingdom. The kingdom of God, which Jesus said he brought into the world himself. It's already here. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's near. It's right with us. And yet it's not quite completely realized yet. This is the message of hope that we have to share with the whole world. Let's pray together. God, we give you thanks that you have entrusted this message to us, and that you have shared this message with us, that in the midst of all of the hardships of our lives, we do not have to be alarmed. Help us to have eyes to see your kingdom at work around us and among us and within us. And help us to know your love and to share your love with all whom we meet, in every place, in every nation,